And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Friday, March 12, 2021. Today in the news, investors will keep reaching for riskier assets to get returns in a U.S. economy poised for growth this year. According to investment managers, reports Institutional Investor, the dash for trash will continue. Jack Janowitz, portfolio manager and strategist at Naxos Investment Managers, predicted on Tuesday, financial conditions are highly accommodative, he said. Financial conditions will remain very, very loose, which means companies will have access to capital to avoid default. Well, wholesale inflation in February hit a high of 0.5%, but inflation is being, quote, hidden because the belief in our whole fantasy system is collapsing, reports Zero Hedge. Let's not forget U.S. CPI has long had adjustments that presume goods such as clothing and books get cheaper as their price goes up because they're better. And since 1999, it has used a geometric, not arithmetic, mean to assume that when beef goes up, consumers buy chicken, so inflation stays lower overall. The point is, if you want to go along with a particular version of reality, it needs to be internally consistent. Otherwise, the whole thing rapidly collapses under its own contradictions. Well, mortgage rates keep increasing, and the $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill could push them even higher, reports MarketWatch. Mortgage rates continued their uphill climb this week as analysts expect interest rates could return to pre-pandemic levels in the coming weeks. Mortgage rates are much higher than they were at the beginning of the year, with increased inflation expectations and growing signals that the economy is recovering. Some analysts expect the $1.9 trillion package to boost inflation, which in turn would lead to higher mortgage rates. Well, amid our noise-laden world, silence is making a comeback, reports Wall Street Journal, as scientists, meditation advocates, and even car makers begin to see it as a way to promote physical and mental health. Urbanization and an ever-encroaching digital life have spurred a need for sound-free respites, says Beth McGroarty, research director at Global Wellness Institute, a Miami-based nonprofit. It has grown more acute since the coronavirus pandemic left millions of people juggling their private and professional lives in confined, noisy spaces, she says. People are desperate for silence, she says. 86 billion neurons in your brain, thank you for giving them some rest, says Krishna Bhatna, a Maine neurologist who created a new app, Relax. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.